Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now to your calls on what kinds of service you or your loved ones perform for 9/11, which on one level has become officially a national day of service. Call and tell everybody at 212-433-WNYC. Daniel in Brooklyn, you're on the air. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Great show, always. Love your show.
Thank you, sir. So what do you do?
20 years ago, I was in the National Guard, and when September 11th happened. Since then, I've traveled to different points on the planet to maintain freedom, for what the United States stands for. I decided to stay in 20 years ago for another 10 or until they decide to throw me out because of age. I'm 50 years old now. I went in when I was right out of college. But I managed to stay in and serve my country through the National Guard, and that's how I kind of observe my service to this country on this day. I reflect on that because that changed my life and my world. At that point, I was to retire, and I never retired, and I'm still in.
Did you get sent to Iraq or Afghanistan?
No, I got sent to other places instead. My unit, we cannot be in harm's way directly because we refuel other fighter planes that, you know, had to go and bomb and or fight and protect, you know, over ground troops and such in a supportive role.
Daniel, thank you for your service and thank you for your call.
Oh, thank you.
Judy in Poughkeepsie, you're on WNYC. Hello, Judy.
Good morning.
So what do you do as an act of service?
Well, we meet at our church and we pray, and then as a group, and then we go out into neighborhoods and we try to help some elderly people.
Every year on 9/11?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Here is Reverend Marty in West Orange, New Jersey. You're not Martin Marty, are you?
No, I wish so. No, Marty Metzler in West Orange.
Hello.
I'm the priest of a little tiny Episcopal church, Church of the Holy Innocents in West Orange. And last year on the 10th anniversary, we were trying to think about what we as a tiny little group could do to do something of significance. And we decided to honor our first responders in town by taking dinner to the firehouse and cookies to the first aid squad members, many of whom had been in New York City on 9/11. And that has led to a continued relationship so that we, on national holidays, that we continue to do that, and we'll be taking dinner to the firehouse tonight again.
So it started as a 9/11 thing, and then it deepened to an ongoing multiple times a year relationship.
Yes, it did. And it's good to be aware of our first responders year-round and realize that they're there in times of terrible tragedy and calamity and also day-to-day.
Thank you very much. Art in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, this is my first time calling.
Thanks for taking my call. Thank you.
What I do and have ever since that day is perform with a bunch of other jazz musicians at the Asher and Simpson Bar on 72nd. We do a free concert with some of the best jazz players in New York. That's at 254 West 72nd Street in the city. And, we just play songs that sort of fit that mood and that vibe. As a side note, I was supposed to be there on the top of the Trade Center that day to get a gig playing at the club up there, which I had played with other bands. I was trying to get my own band there, and I ended up staying up, you know, till 4 in the morning composing for that very band and not making it on time. And my wife calling me saying, you know, the Trade Towers are going up, and I'm like, I'm thinking I'm late to it, and it's gone already. But we do something every year, and it's free to the public. I mean, it is a bar, so they kind of expect you to buy a drink or something, but there's no admission charge. And it's, you know, it's a remembrance of the people who died.
At the Ashford and Simpson Bar?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Carolyn Freehold, you're on WNYC. Hello, Carol.
Hi. Thank you for this topic. I think it's great.
Sure. What do you do?
I have a therapy dog, and I take it. We go out all the time, but on 9/11, I make sure I go to all my nursing homes and assisted livings for the patients because they're depressed, and sometimes they just leave the TV on. The folks leave the TVs on and not realize what's being shown, and they get depressed. So we go in there, and we just listen and dry tears and offer comfort.
Thank you. Margie and Rosalind, you're on WNYC. Hi, Margie.
Hi there. Good morning. Glad you took my call. This morning, I went to a service in the town of North Hempstead that was attended by officials, all the religious faiths, and fire departments and police had presence there. And we had a nice service, and I wanted to tell everybody that many members of Roslyn Rescue joined because of 9/11, because we lost two young men that were very important during 9/11, and I think, you know, it's changed my life. It changed a lot of the lives of the department that I'm part of.
Margie, thank you so much. Tedla in Flushing, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tedla.
Hi, Tedla. Hi, Brian. This is a very sad day, especially for Ethiopians in the diaspora, because this was the day where we lost an Ethiopian girl. Happens to be Ethiopian New Year. We celebrate always this year, and her mother told her to stay. She said, I will come back, mommy, and she never come back. So for most of Ethiopians in the diaspora, we don't call home on September 11 to say Happy New Year to our Ethiopians back home because we feel sad here. This is a day we lost so many people, and unfortunately, it is a new year in Ethiopia. What kind of crisis? But we are sad, and we don't celebrate it, basically. That's what I'm telling you.
That is so sad that it coincided with the new year, and so it's had to color that, like for people whose birthday happens to be 9/11. Tedla, thank you very much. And Benjamin in Morristown, you're on WNYC. You get our last 30 seconds.
Yes, this is Benjamin. Hello?
Yes, you've got 20 seconds. What do you do to mark the day?
I am on my way to a good friend, 92 years old. I'm going to fix his gutter and downspout system on his roof. Then I am taking his daughter to a garage so she can go back home. And then I am going to my parish where I planted over 5,000 pachysandra. And on this day, I'm going to water them.
Benjamin, thank you very much. And thanks to all of you who call with your comments today and your remembrances and your descriptions of what kind of service you perform on this 11th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Brian Lehrer, I'm WNYC.